Joining us now in studio, we have a couple of special guests from the organization SAVE. We have Bill Metz and Eric Berg. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having us, Jeff.
It's coming around again. The Tour to SAVE is coming up actually in July. We'll get to that in just a moment or so. But for the folks that aren't aware of the program SAVE, the organization SAVE, it's an acronym. We'll start off with that, and I'll let you tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. SAVE stands for Suicide Awareness, Voices of Education. So it's one of the leading suicide prevention organizations in the country, for sure, and we do have a worldwide presence. Both Eric and myself are on the board of SAVE and have been for quite some time, and got involved really through the Tour to SAVE, which is a charity ride that is coming up in July, as you mentioned.
Yeah, 15 years. Let's tell us a little bit about the evolution of SAVE, because it's a program that started right here in Minnesota. And as you'd mentioned, it's grown nationally and internationally. That has really grown by leaps and bounds over the course of the last decade or two.
Well, it's still a small organization, Jeff, with a wide impact. We don't have a lot of employees, but it's been around now for about 28 years. I think we did our 25th anniversary a few years ago.
Okay.
And it's really geared towards trying to destigmatize, educate, and kind of also get suicide on the map as a national health problem and a Minnesota health problem. And in Minnesota, particularly youth suicides have been going up in the last couple of years. We lost 111 last year in the ages between 10 and 24. It's the second leading cause of death in Minnesota. So we're still, in some ways, the suicide prevention business is still trying to figure out, what do we even do about this national health problem, and how do we get it on the map of saying, hey, this is really significant for our public health and safety?
Has there been significant inroads as far as research goes? And, I mean, you mentioned 111 individuals last year.
Of age 10 to 24.
Yeah.
750 overall. I think that was maybe 2016. That was the last year stats.
Are there... Are things different now than they were, say, 20 years ago, you know, at the end of the 21st century? Are there different problems or different things that are arising nowadays?
Well, I think one thing that SAVE is trying to do is assess and work with the impact of social media, and as well as the impact of bullying. You know, it'd be nice if we could find one reason that causes this issue other than mental health, but it's a multitude of reasons, and still determining what is the social media impact of Facebook, and SAVE does a lot of work with Facebook and consulting with them, and so there is now some triggers on the when you're using Facebook. If people use a certain amount of words, they kind of are automatically offered a person to come on and kind of chat with them about what's going on, and these are programs that SAVE helped develop with Facebook and Google. So we're figuring that out, but I think it's getting better. At the same time, some of these pressures can cause greater issues around alienation, bullying, whatever, among social media. There's a lot of good about it, getting people connected, but there's also some negative impact.
So yeah, with the bullying and such, and social media has such an impact, and it's something that for all the good things, it's good things too, and good things like some outreach programs with SAVE, and I know you've got a number of different outreach programs.
And the other thing I wanted to mention is the new Netflix program, 13 Reasons Why 2, has just come on, and there was an upswing in suicide among youth right after the first one came out. So it's pretty clear there was at least a correlation between that show, which was well-intentioned by Netflix, and but had some messaging that would not be ideal from a suicide prevention point of view. And so SAVE has developed a toolkit now for parents and psychologists that they can go right to. They can just Google 13 Reasons Why toolkit in terms of how to talk with kids about that, because the recommendation is if your kid's going to watch it, make it a dialogue about what's going on in the show.
Yeah. So. All right. And as far as those tools that are available, you know, if there are people out there that do have some concerns about either themselves or a loved one, are there more tools available, or is there more things that they can look at on your website?
There's a lot they can look on our website. There's a lot around signs, symptoms. Whether in the military or police, there would a lot of advice about just what you can do. And, of course, the National Suicide Prevention Number.
Right.
All right.
Yep.
Once again, we're talking with Eric Berg and Bill Metz. They are both board members of the organization called SAVE, and we've got Tour to SAVE coming up. Let's go into the to bicycling. This is 15 years now.
Yes, it's the 15th year. Yeah,
all
it's
right.
been. It's hard to believe it's been 15 years already, but yeah, this is has become one of SAVE's primary fundraisers. In order to fund all the great work that they're doing with Facebook and those things. And it's kind of really grown in the last couple of years, where we used to struggle to get more than 50 to 75 riders. Last year we had 258 riders at the ride and raised a real nice amount of money for SAVE and their programs.
Wow, that's, if you get that many people involved, wonderful thing. But it's also, there's some logistics involved with putting on an event like that. I know from firsthand, we had a motorcycle ride that benefited the Historical Society. You start getting a lot of people there, and it takes a lot of people a lot of work. Tell us about the committee and how many do you have working on this?
Right. We've had a real stable group of people working on this for the last, 5-6 years now, and I just really want to have a shout out to those folks. They know who they are, but it's a group of about only I'd say 6 or 7 people that do all the organization, all the advertising, all the logistics, all the volunteers to come out and drive SAG wagons and register people, and we have some sales that go on at the event, and significantly has become an after party that we have after the ride, with music and brats and burgers and Imminent Brewery supplies the beer, and they've become a huge supporter of the ride. So,
all right, sounds like
and some great rest stops on the way.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Now tell us about the route.
Well, there are several different routes available. There's a 10-mile family route that we call. It's mostly on 90% of it's on trails. Goes out to Dundas on the east side and comes back on the west side. There's a 25-mile route and a 50-mile route. Those are pavement routes. For all the gravel enthusiasts now, there's a 46-mile gravel ride that we put on. And last year we added a mountain bike option. So all the Seckler Park mountain bike trails, we have, for those folks that don't want to go out on the road or on the gravel, then we have an option to ride on the mountain bike trails here in town.
Boy, isn't it interesting how the sport of riding a bicycle has evolved over the course of,
right,
really even since you've been holding the Tour to SAVE with the mountain biking and gravel road. That used to, it wasn't very long ago that who did a gravel road? You stay off gravel roads.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's become a major part of Tour to SAVE now.
Yeah, that's got to be one of the fastest growing sports, certainly in our area here.
Right. We have a lot of great gravel roads. There's some parts of the country that really doesn't exist, that whole venue. And here, just fantastic.
As one benefit of not paving everything, I guess.
Right.
All right. Now, if somebody would like to sign up, do they register in advance for this?
You can register in advance,
okay,
and we strongly encourage people to register in advance. It's our way of knowing, what the size of the ride is going to look like and how much food to get. Plus, there's an opportunity for people that do register in advance to go out and tap into their networks and raise additional funds, and that's really the accelerator that we've leveraged to get more than just the registration. If we had to depend on the registration fee to fund this, then we wouldn't make nearly as much money for SAVE as having people go out and tap into their networks and ask them to support them on the ride.
How would they register and do that advance on the website? Is it just a Google right. Tour to SAVE? Or?
Yeah, if you go out to save.org, look at their events page. It's listed on their events page. It's pretty easy to get to the registration page and get out there and do that.
And start your own donor drive.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful cause. We want to thank you so much for being in. Anything else about either the organization or the ride?
The last thing would be is, because of the after party, if people don't want to ride, I encourage them to come to the party afterwards and make a donation, register and just attend the party afterwards if they don't want to ride.
Now, is that at Spring Creek also?
Yep.
It's all right.
At Spring Creek Park in, Northfield, Minnesota.
All right.
And if you want to volunteer to help in any way, we're always looking for more volunteers to man street quarters or help with serving food or whatever. So,
yep.
And a lot of this is worth the mercy of the weather. We've had beautiful weather the last couple of years. We're hoping for it this year because that can change a lot.
July the 28th is the date on that. So knock on wood, we'll have some good weather and wonderful cause. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck to you with the tour.
Thanks, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having us in.
Bill Metz and Eric Berg, once again from the organization SAVE, Suicide Awareness, Voices of Education, with the Tour to SAVE, and you can find out more information once again on save.org.